Well, good morning. We understand you've had some bus travel en route, and we certainly want to welcome you to WK Libraries on this very cold morning and as part of our International Education Week celebrations. My name is Brian Coots, and as head of the Department of Library Public Services, it's my pleasure to welcome you to Western Kentucky University, and in particular to the Helm Cravens Library. As part of International Education Week at WKU, I'm pleased to introduce my friend and colleague, Mr. Hai Wong Wan. Hai Wan was born in Tianjin, China, which is a city of approximately 11 million people, about 30 minutes by bullet train from Beijing, China. Beijing, do you know the scene of this summer's Olympics, which you may have seen on television? He graduated from Nankai University, which is one of China's most famous, and in 1988 came to the United States to study history, American history. While here, he developed an interest in information science and the World Wide Web, and he came to Western Kentucky University in 1997. And in 1998, he became the library's first website and virtual library coordinator, which is an entirely new position. Since 2000, he's returned to China every summer to give talks and to conduct research on Chinese culture. In 2006, he published his first book entitled The Magic Lotus Lantern and Other Tales from the Han Chinese. This year, his second book, which you've got a copy of the cover, Princess Peacock, Tales from the Other Peoples of China, was published. It includes more than 50 tales from the other 55 ethnic groups of China. Hai Wan has collected these tales and translated some of them into English for the very first time. At the end of today's presentation, we'll be giving away a signed autographed copy of Hai Wan's newest book and several autographed posters, and we'll be doing a short tour of the library. And it's our pleasure, then. Please welcome Hai Wan Wan.
Hey, the Chinese custom, they also clap themselves. All right. Hao, 你们好. That's right. 你们 means you in plural. So you would say 你好 again, right? I'm only single, right? Let's do it again. 你们好. Very good, very good. 谢谢. 谢谢 means thank you. Okay? Everybody, 谢谢. All right, good, good. Okay, you're so welcome. I'm sorry that the bus got a problem, but I'm so glad to see you all safe and sound. All right? Now, yeah, it's so cold today. Okay, today I'm going to share with you about my experience with China during my research. I would say China is a nation of great diversity. You know, diversity, right? Great differences and also big contrasts. All right? You heard about, a lot about China recently, right? And especially after the Olympics. So, okay, now, originally in the early days of last century, people in the West often saw Chinese as like having a straw hat like that, right? And working the paddy fields, growing rice, or pulling this rickshaw. And also they have this pigtail and also this moustache, right? Your grandparents would know the early movies that would show Chinese like this, right? And so this guy, just joking, right? This guy dressed himself like what he think a Chinese would look like, right? With the slanting eyes, with the moustache. But almost all of you today know Chinese as this, right? Who's that?
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, yeah, Yao Ming. Good. Yao Ming, uh-huh. In Chinese, I'll say Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
Ah, that's the standard Mandarin, Yao Ming. Hey, this is the real Yao Ming, not a cartoon anymore. Okay, now, Yao Ming, the Chinese. Okay, but Yao Ming is a little bit too tall for the average Chinese, right? Okay, so these are the average Chinese supposed to look at them like this, right? Okay, these are the Chinese during the Chinese Spring Festival. Celebrate Chinese New Year. Uh-huh. So they have to go home, like you do during Christmas. Have to go home, reunite with parents and grandparents. So they have to take a train. This is the exit. This is the train station. The Chinese dress differently. These are the farmers, growing rice, vegetables, fruits. And these are workers. They're miners also, but miners are sometimes it's a very dangerous job. And they're making cars, railroads, harbors. And these are the white-collar Chinese, especially young Chinese, who work in companies run by Chinese and foreigners together, or foreigners alone, and offices, so they enjoy themselves very much. They are the privileged. But the unprivileged, these people are used to be farmers. They would like to come into the city to work, to find jobs, like a construction worker and stuff. Now, their pay is not as much as those white-collar workers, of course. They live a harder life. Oh, by the way, these workers are building what? Are you familiar with this? Yeah, the bird's nest, right? Good, good. Olympics, the site. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are the kids in economically developed regions of China, especially the cities, East Coast. And they also have computers in their class. But their classes are kind of a little smaller or bigger? Smaller? Huh, this is only a corner of it. Actually, there is sometimes a speaker, okay, in hours. And 40 people, would that be bigger? How many do you have in one class?
20.
Okay, double it. Okay, all right. But unfortunately, there are also kids studying in schools like this, in the far outback regions where they're still poor. Well, on average, those kids would study in classrooms like this, right? Uh-huh. But not as good as those in the big cities, but still, it's okay. Yeah, they learn. Kids who are from the rich families would go to school right in their parents' cars. Today, there are a lot of automobiles today in China, but there are also kids who are poor in the underdeveloped regions. They have to walk miles after miles to school. Like this. These are also privileged, right? Kids in the cities, you see the apartments over there. In some other regions, the kids have to sleep on the back of the mother who is toiling dangerously on the slopes of the mountain. Yeah. But these are Chinese from the Chinese newspaper. It says, since 1978, China has reduced the number of people in poverty. That means according to the United Nations standard, if you don't have $1 a day, so you live in poverty. In 1978, how many of them? Can you count them?
250 million.
Wow, that's great. Good. And this one? Reduced to 15 million. But still, it's a big change, right? But there's still areas where it's more developed than the others, right? And some areas are not developed. You see this muddy road? I walked along that to visit a village in the southern part of China, an ethnic minority village. And this is an ethnic minority woman walking back home after work. But there are also super highways like that. There are people who are still using the cow, but there are bullet train that takes only half an hour travel from Beijing to Tianjin, which has a distance of 75 miles. So it runs 240 miles an hour. And this is even faster. This is a German-made kind of a using magnetic fields. Okay, look at this big contrast. The two homes I visited myself, one was in that e-village. There's nothing but a little table covered with all flies. But look at this, with a big, huge, flat screen TV and two-story house, an apartment building. That's a big change, right? Also, China is a nation of diversity. A lot of differences. First of all, the differences among the people. Okay, just like in America, we have differences.
And in China too. China also, besides people like me, who are of the Han Chinese, one of the ethnic group, but that has a much, much larger portion of the people. You know how many people are there in China? 11 million, that's too small. You know how, okay, let me ask you this. How many people are there in America? Who said that?
Great.
Okay, now, if you put a 1 in front. 1.3 billion. All right? That's a lot of people. But of the 1.3 billion Chinese, 91% of them are the majority Han Chinese. The rest of them are called minority ethnic Chinese.
Okay, now, historically,
when Jesus Christ was born, we say BC, before BC, after BC.
That's
when? How many years ago? What is the year today?
2008,
right? Cool.
Yes. Okay, now, 2,000 years before Jesus Christ, before, that's how many years?
4,008 years,
right? Okay, about 2,000 years before BC, China was only this big. See that little? And this is China today. Like America, you learn some history about America. At the very beginning, how many states were there?
13,
yeah. See? They grew and grew and grew and grew. And the Chinese in this area, they call themselves Huaxia. According to, Huaxia, not Han yet. Han came later. The concept of Han, the name of Han, came much later. So they called themselves Huaxia. And then they called the other people different names. And some of the names are not very good. And they look down upon them. That's not good. That's not good. So they call people in the north, Rong. In the west, Qiang. But Qiang is okay. And the people in the south, Man. Man is not good. Okay. But they have all those names. Okay, today, look at this. This is China, and all 56 ethnic group, the people that represent the 56 ethnic groups, right? In their costumes, and in the different locations. This is the area where you have the most ethnic Chinese. That's Yunnan. Okay, now here's the fact sheet, right? The 56 officially recognized ethnic groups. Over 400 groups applied at the beginning, but only 56 were granted the identity. But today, still 700,000 people belong to none of them. They include the Druze. They mostly came during the Second World War to flee from what?
Germany.
The German Nazis. You know, a lot of history. That's very good. 91% of the 1.3 billion are the Han Chinese, and ethnic minorities are mostly in the border regions, as you saw, right? There are Chinese Koreans, Chinese Russians, Chinese Vietnamese, you know, Chinese Thai people, and they all share the same culture, almost the same culture. Now, Yunnan has the most ethnic minority groups. They even have 16 that's unique. You can't find anywhere else. These people are one of those who are not classified as any of the 56 ethnic groups. So I took a photo with them. And these are from the Wa nationality, one of the 55 ethnic minorities, from Naxi, from Tibet, from Mosul. It's a branch of Naxi. But they themselves don't think they are belonging to Naxi. So it's kind of the grouping is kind of sometimes, you know, it's arguable. This is a Yi girl, one of the ethnic group. And look at this. The Chinese, when they're selling their dresses, still using Caucasian mannequins, not the Chinese mannequins. That's ironical, right? Okay, it looks like they like anything Western. Okay, take a look at the clothes. What is long and what is short? It's a short skirt, but long...
Long
sleeve. There's a story behind it. I will tell you, okay? Look at this. These girls are from another ethnic group, and they have a long skirt, but short what?
Sleeve.
Yeah, short sleeve tops. Mm-hmm. Just like this, in contrast. Oh, by the way, this is my sister back in China now. And this is the girl, not a mannequin anymore, right, in that clothes, right? It's a short skirt, long sleeve. Short sleeve, long skirt. Okay, there's a story behind it. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. They tell you something. There used to be a young woman. She has a sister-in-law. She wants to make two pieces of clothes. She bought a piece of cloth and tried to cut it even. But accidentally, she cut one piece larger than the other. What would she do? What would you do? Yeah, that's right. She's very kind. She made herself a top with short sleeve, but made her sister-in-law a regular one, right, with a long sleeve. And she was very thankful. The next time when she bought a piece of cloth, she intentionally cut one piece shorter than the other and made her sister-in-law a long skirt and made herself a short one. What does that tell you? Yeah, they're living in harmony, yes. Yeah, different ethnic people live in harmony, right? They try to love each other, help each other, right? Good, that's a good story, right? That's in the book. Mm. Okay, now, different people live in different styles of houses. Yeah, this looks like a tipi, right? Uh-huh. So these houses look like a what?
Those look like rocks.
Yeah, rocks. Let's think of something that you can eat. Vegetable, but you can eat.
Mushroom,
yes, who said that? Well, that's very good. So these are called mushroom houses. I feel like a mushroom, right? Interesting, huh? And this one looks like a, see, looks like a pagoda. And this is Tibetan. And this built along the river. And hanging up here with the columns supporting them and then sitting on the slope of the mountain. This is the yard the Chinese Mongolians are living. Okay, look at this. Tell me if this is round or square.
Square.
Why? Why do you use the square instead of round?
The square helps support.
It helps support, but usually the round also supports, right? Like this one, right? Think of crawly, creepy things on the ground. They don't want them to come up.
Yeah, termites. Termites.
Well, if they crawl, it will hurt them if it's square. What is that?
Snakes.
You said it.
Snakes,
yes. They told us. They tried to prevent the snakes from crawling up, so they made it square. Smart, right?
Smart.
Smart. They raise their cattle over here. They live on top of it, on the second floor. Very good. Different in languages too. Yeah, different in languages. This is the Han Chinese. Okay, tell me something. The Han Chinese originally just like the Egyptian language, kind of like a picture. What can you tell? What is this?
Eyeball. It looks like an eye.
This is eye, right? Think of it, is it high above in the sky?
Sun.
Yeah, the sun. The sun. Now this is what it's written today. It still looks like a sun, right? But squared, right? Okay. It's a R. Everybody, R. That's sun. Okay, see, sun. All right, what is this? The moon. The moon, okay. It's called Yue. And this one?
Mountain.
Yeah, this one?
Water.
Yes, this one today is written like this, right? The pronunciation is shui. Okay, let's move down. What is this?
A llama?
Galloping? Yeah, that's a horse. Okay, that's a horse. And the pronunciation is very simple. It's ma. 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 Now listen to this. Mama, qi ma ma, man ma ma ma. It's a story. It's a story.
Horse.
Mama means mother. Mama, right?
Mama.
Mama, qi ma.
Mama.
Riding on a horse. Ma man.
Ma
ma. Ma is very slow. Ma ma ma. The mother curses the horse. Can you do it? Mama.
Mama.
Mother. Qi ma.
Qi ma.
Who's riding a horse? Ma man.
Ma
the horse is very slow. Ma ma ma.
Ma ma ma.
The mother curses the mother. The horse. Not the mother, okay? All right.
Mama.
Okay, good. Look at this.
Turtle.
Yeah, turtle. Wow. Oh, yeah, it looks like a turtle. Yes. Turtle today, it's written this way. It's gui, turtle.
Oh, next one. Right?
Okay. Next one. Dragon. This is dragon. Dragon, right? Write this one. Long. 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 Dragon. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is how Chinese are formed. Let's see. For instance, this is wood. You have the branches, you have the trunk, you have the roots. If you put two woods together, it's a forest. If you put three, it's a big forest. If you have a woman plus a child, whether a boy or girl, a woman, a mother, and a child means good. Hao, ni hao. You see, everybody, ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni means you. Hao means good. You good. All right, this is how. That's how it's written. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Hao. That's good. All right. Look at this one. 75% of the Chinese characters today are formed this way. They borrow a word from some other words. Like this one. It's a sheep. You see the two horns over here? Pronounced as yang. Everybody, yang?
Yang.
Okay. But this word is xiang, borrow the sound, right? But this one gives the meaning. What does it look like?
Two people.
Bird.
Fish.
Smiley faces.
Look at that. If you draw more, instead of two, this is only abstract.
Two women.
Yeah. No, I mean like a fair.
Feather.
Yes. Okay.
These are the languages of different ethnic people of China. Only some of them. And most of the Chinese ethnic people don't even have the written language. They only have oral language. And some of them are even at the risk of losing them at all. This is Arabic, the Chinese Muslims in Arabic. These are Mongolian. This is Thai, this is Yi, and this is Tibetan. All right, so they're all different. Good. This one is from Naxi. Remember those girls? We saw the Naxi people. And they use a language almost like the Chinese. You see the two means eating. You have a person, have a bowl of rice, a person, a bowl of rice, right? You have the sun, give the light, and then you have the sun like this, right? So you have the fire, and you have also have fire like this. So they look similar, but they're more look like pictures. I'll show you. Look at this. Who can tell me what they are?
People.
Yeah. How many?
Two.
One is a woman. The other
is a man.
Is a man. Okay. All right. The woman gave him the what?
It looks like a baby.
Like a well. The thing you used to sew
needle.
Okay. That shows care. So this means
love.
Yes. Very smart. And this one. A person is what?
Sleeping
on the bed. His one eye is closed. The other is still.
Open.
No, the other eye is still
open.
Wide open when he sleeps and looking at the beautiful flower, which means when you sleep, you see something
dreaming.
While you're
dreaming.
Yes, dreaming. Cool. This is water, okay? This is water. This is a flower. He's pointing at the water
Putting
that gives
what?
The water gives what to the flower?
Nutrients.
Life, nutrients, right? Without water, the flower will just die. So this means, this shows the root of happiness. So this word is
happiness.
Happy, yes. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, again, we come back to this picture, but I want to show you the music, even the music. Let's do. Let's move forward. This is dancing. Dancing of what? Looks like a what?
Peacock.
Yeah, peacock. This is the peacock lake. This is the lake where peacock story originates. You see in your hands the princess peacock. You want to listen to the story?
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you the story. Now, one of the ethnic group in southern China in Yunnan is Dai. They believe in Buddhism. And they also love peacocks. Peacocks is a symbol of peace to them. All right, peace. Okay, now, there is a kingdom of peacocks, and there are seven sisters. The youngest is always the prettiest. And they were peacocks, but they are also human. They're pharaohs. And so sometimes they will come to this lake. The people claim that this is the lake, where they will come to bathe, to take a bath.
And there is a kingdom where there was a prince who was very handsome, just like all you are, the boys, and prince like you are, girls.
Ni hao.
And there is a prince, his mother and father, the king and the queen were very worried about him because he seems like he doesn't like any girls. He said, well, I have to wait for the true love to come to me. Okay. One day, a friend told him, you know, the peacock princess, they are pretty, especially the young one. Okay? They came to bathe all the time. Why don't you just take the clothes of one of them, the youngest one, so that she couldn't fly back. She can't get out of the water. Okay? And then you give her back, and then you can take her as a wife, which he did. Okay, they got married, very happy, but one guy was not happy. That's the prime minister. Because he wants to marry his daughter to the prince, so that he will have full power when the emperor died, right? By that time, a war started. He instigated the war and to make trouble for the king and the prince. So the prince had to go out to fight. The prince won a lot of battles and sent messengers back to tell his father and his people, saying that, okay, we are winning victories, all right? But you know what happened? The prime minister intercepted every time the messenger and changed the letter and sent someone else to pass for the messenger telling the king that we're losing the war all the time. And then the prime minister spread the rumor and said, you know what? Why we lose? Because of this woman. This peacock princess, he's a demon, she's a witch, we have to burn her. So the silly father, the king, listened to him. She said, well, before I die, can I dance my last dance? And I asked my clothes back so that I can put them on, and I can dance a peacock dance, as you saw, okay?
As she danced and danced and danced and danced,
she transformed back into her peacock form. And then she flew back to her father. Her own kingdom. When the prince came back in triumph, he couldn't find her. George, what would he do? He asked about. So he traveled, fought back a lot of difficulties and adversaries, and then reached kingdom of peacock princess and asked for the princess. But the father said, well, your father treated her so badly, and if you want to have her back, you have to pass my test. He asked her daughter to dress the same as a lot of other maids and line up. Each one has a candle on top of her head. They have the flames, right? Then the father asked the prince to shoot the arrow and shoot off the flame on top of the wife's head, right? Which he did. So the father agreed that he could take his wife back home. So when he was back home, you know what he did? He punished the prince. Right. And then the two, the prince and the princess, lived happily ever after. Okay, thank you. Any questions? I'll give you 5 minutes for questions.
Do I have any questions?
Yeah, any questions?
You see the prince and the princess? Uh-huh. Let's stop there, right?
How does somebody marry a peacock?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a fairy, right? And she can transform herself into a human form. That's all in the story, in the tale, right? So they can transform. Actually, they can transform back into peacock. Or when they travel, they transform into peacock. And then when they live in the human form. They're human, right?
Yeah. So the peacocks spoke Chinese.
Spoke the Dai Chinese, right? Uh huh. Yeah. Good question. Other questions? Yes.
Yeah, I'm so nice to meet you today.
Me too.
I come from South Korea.
Oh.
And I work in the Xavier School as an exchange teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I have two questions.
Good.
Actually, our country's students, elementary students, we from elementary students, they study English. They study English.
Uh-huh.
So I just wonder in China, students. How can they learn about English? I just wonder. Can you tell us about the English system, English education system for Chinese?
Okay. All right, you understand the question now, right? How Chinese learn their English, like I did, right? Today, a lot of Chinese speak and learn English. Sit down, please. I can answer the question. And learn and speak English, especially younger, the young people. College people, high school people, students, college students. And they even start very, very young. They start from kindergarten. And when you can afford, they will send them to very privileged kindergartens. They even hire Americans, Australians, Britons, New Zealanders, English native speakers to teach the kids to speak English. And some of them start from elementary school, like you, or middle school, high school. It's all different. But in college, English is like a math over here. It's like a general education. Everybody has to take. And they also have exam systems. I came here in 1988, but this system came much later. I'm not quite familiar with it, but it says it has different levels. The fourth level, that's where you can get a job. And the eighth level, that's where you can be a translator. That's what I heard. So you have to pass the tests. You know, everybody try to pass the tests. In one test room, you may see people this big, people this big. Because they start from different ages. Once they pass, they have a certificate. They can show, they say, hey, I'm qualified. When you find jobs, they have to show the certificate. Did that answer your question?
Okay, good.
There are also schools and private-run schools that make a lot of money by teaching English. It's a business. It's a huge business. So you have to pick the good ones. All right. Any other questions? Yes? Everybody tries to learn from her, right? Yeah, question.
So you can go... you can go there and you could be like in third grade and be like 8 years old and take the test. And then
yeah, if you learned it, yes.
Yeah, and that could be this 30-year-old.
You can get the same certificate.
Yeah, and this 8-year-old could get a certificate and this 30-year-old couldn't pass.
Yeah, that's right. That's very embarrassing, right? My 8-year-old can get a job anyway. So the Chinese government are trying to discourage younger people to take the tests. It's a waste of their time. Again, 谢谢.